Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, evening. Yes, it's evening. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful to God to be with you for another opportunity to share a relevant kingdom teaching with our listening audience. We'd like to honor our fathers today. I'm saying happy Father's Day to each of you. This is my first Father's Day without my biological father, as it was my first Mother's Day without my biological mother. And so I'm grateful to have had opportunity to be able here and endeavor to continue to honor them as I continue to live and leave a legacy for them through the obedience of fulfilling God's plan for my life. So again, we honor all of our fathers on today, and we pray that you've had a very happy Father's Day. Now with that, our topic this evening is, in fact, honor thy father and thy mother. I've read a few Facebook posts earlier today where people were saying, I honor the father who has been on the job, or, you know, to the real dads and things of that nature, to imply that if the particular gentleman didn't do things according to how they desired that they would do them, then it was a problem, and they would not be honored. And so tonight, this evening, we want to talk about it, honoring thy father and thy mother. We're grateful to God for those who have called in on the phone lines and for those who are on the chat room. We ask that if you have a question or a comment, please bring me live. We certainly encourage the dialogue from our callers as it lends greater insight and depth to our conversations. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you giving you glory, honor, and praise for this day. We thank you now, Holy Governor, for what you are revealing, for what you will speak through each of us to allow us to get a better understanding of why it is that we are the way we are when it comes to honoring our fathers and our mothers. Holy Governor, we yield to you now, giving you all the glory, the honor, and praise, and counting it done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, callers, please dial 1 if you would like to come live and join in with this conversation. We certainly welcome that. And when we look at our scriptures, in Exodus 20:12, it reads this way, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord your God is giving you. Honor your father and your mother. So many people have, we want to blame somebody. We always want to blame somebody as to why our families have deteriorated to the extent that they have, where we don't see children honoring fathers. We don't see them honoring mothers. And because they don't honor parents, we see them going into the schoolhouses and not honoring educators and administrators, and in the streets not honoring others, just not honoring anyone, because we as parents, we as leaders, for whatever reason, however it's happened, we seem to have gotten to a place where we're not concerned about raising our children to fear God, but it is more about do whatever you want to do, just stay out of my way. Now, I'm talking this based on what I see, because my situation with my our adult children, Elder Benny and I, we have adult children. We don't have babies. We got grandbabies. But we have adult children. And it was our plan to train them up in the way that they should go so that when they're older, they wouldn't depart from God. And in that also, we instilled with them, even though you don't understand, even though you don't always agree, you're to still honor your parents. But because society is the way that it is now, and we have so many people endeavoring to be a part of relationships that are not God-driven, are not purpose-driven, are not kingdom-minded, but it is, I'm going to do what I want to do, and that's the bottom line. Then we find these places where honoring parents does not even exist. I had a conversation with a young man on yesterday where he was sharing with me that a relative of his was a father of 20 children with 7 different mothers, and he wasn't married to any of them. Now, whoever he was, children may have honored him, but the other 6 baby mamas and the other however many other children probably had some words. But my question was, why did this even occur? What is the mindset of that man to even engage in that many different relationships, bringing forth that many different children with no intent to raise them, to father them? Oh, I get it. Now I hear it. Thank you, Holy Governor. We have, instead of honoring, as the word says, if the relationship is not bearing fruit like I want it, if I'm not, that baby's mama, this the baby mama drama, when the mother is not getting the attention from the father the way that they want, then they start planting seeds of dishonor to the children regarding the man. Know whether he wants to be with the woman or not, because they're married. They're not married. Whether he wants to be with them or not, the father still needs to be honored, and the mother still needs to be honored. We've seen numerous cases where husband and wives are married and go through a divorce, and children are dragged in to the courtroom for a judge to determine whether a child can be with the mother or the child can be with the father, and how much time they get with one or how much time they get with the other. And whoever is the most aggravated and aggressive usually begins to sow seeds of discord and dishonor to the children concerning the other parent. But we've got to stop and take a look at what we're doing. The word says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord your God has given you. So if we are planting seeds, the word says, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if we're planting seeds in children, in other people, to dishonor a mother or a father based on our own opinion, what are we really doing to that child? Because we're tampering with their ability to live long. We're tampering with that because of what we're sowing out of our own flesh self. Y'all know I'm transparent on these broadcasts, and it's going to remain. I don't have any real secrets. With me, I fathered three daughters with 3 different men. Today, I reached out to everyone that I could, that I had a contact number for, and wished them a happy Father's Day. Not because I'm interested in anything other than honoring them, because it's the right thing to do, and because they are the father to a daughter. I said to them, happy Father's Day. I honor you regardless of what took place in the relationship that we had, regardless of the outcome, regardless of the emotion. I had to honor them for who they are in my daughter's life. 1 Peter 2:17 says, honor all people. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. It's saying that we have to honor all men, not just the men that make you happy or the women that make you happy, all men. I don't know. You know, technology being what it is, we've taken the tangible touch and emotions away from days that have been set aside to really express love to the ones we love, the mother or the father who God used, the father that God used to plant a seed in our mother to bring forth life. And it used to be, I mean, statistics show right now that for Mother's Day, hear this, for Mother's Day, 25 million is spent. I think it was $25 million is spent on giving to mothers on Mother's Day to honor them. But on Father's Day, I think I heard these stats right, it's $14 million less. It's only $13 million being spent on men to share with them our honor and our love and our appreciation for what they do. It used to be we show up with gifts, especially as little kids. It was something about honoring our parents on Mother's Day and Father's Day, bringing them cards and gifts and flowers and all those things to our mom, and taking dad out to eat and golf clubs and tools and a new suit and tie and all those things. But now people fall back to sending your father a text message, not even a phone call, a text message. Really? Is that how much you honor your father or your mother? Just a text? Call me emotional. Call me emotional, maybe. You know, the fact that my dad's not here, my mom wasn't here, so I didn't have the ability to call either one of them, to see either one of them, to celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day. So to see the need for the expression to be felt, to be communicated, for the honor to be extended, now it is a little deeper. I see it a little differently, especially when the Word tells us we've got to honor all. There was a time that I would have rather not any father of my children and been okay. But I understand now that that's a kingdom violation. And who am I to judge based on what I placed in the relationship, what was given back to me in the relationship? Doesn't even matter. The outcome was a child, a life that God allowed to be birthed through me from the seed of one of these men, the father, children. And because of that, I have to honor it. You know, I want to open the phone lines up, and I'm hoping that our callers will chime in, because I'd like to know your opinion as to why we don't honor our fathers and our mothers the way that we used to. Why is it we don't honor the way that we used to? Why? Is it first and foremost because we don't see the importance of him being in our lives, and so because he's not the center, he's not important, then why would any other relationship be important? Is it because we've been abused or we've been hurt by a parent or a parent figure, and because of that, we've lost the respect? We're so damaged that we can't extend the love, we can't honor because of our own pain? I'm interested in your opinion. Again, to our callers, press 1 and we'll bring you live. But I want to be a part of a solution to get us back to the place where we really begin to honor our fathers and our mothers.
where we can begin to instill in these young children, so many that are being raised by a single mother who's got issues with the quote-unquote baby daddy. Yes, you call him a baby daddy, but he is the father of your child. And whatever the issue is, you've got to come to terms with yourself, with your issues, and be able to help with the building of a nurturing, solid relationship with that child and his father. Husband, can you just give some insight, importance of a father's love? Okay. Maybe one of our callers. Press one and share with us the importance of a father or mother's love that would encourage you to honor. Good evening. Thank you for calling in.
Good evening. Great topic for Father's Day. I'd just like to share and add that I was having a conversation with one of my children. And as parents, often we don't think of this, you know, when you say that baby daddy, but when there is an absent parent and you don't try to nurture a relationship between that child and that parent, when they do become adults, they can deal with abandonment issues and feel really that they have no one else to go to or no one else to turn to. And for males and females, having those examples in your life to show you how to, you know, show you how you tie your shoes, show you how to change the oil in the car. These are some things I take that we just take for granted that, you know, a father will be there to do. But if they don't have that relationship, if they don't have a foundation, then they're just going to feel like they are in the world alone, and then they will resort to doing things on their own, not having faith in anyone, not trusting anyone, and then not feeling a need to respect anyone that they come into contact with because they're so used to having to do everything on their own. So I think it is important that, you know, you sit opinions in your own hurt and think about the betterment of the child as they move from a young child to a teenager to an adult, a young adult, an adult, because it really, truly does impact their lives as they get older. And I think in those moments, it's not something that we really think about or entertain.
That's good. And I completely agree with you, Prophetess Nina. We don't really give thought, and I you know, so often we want to play dumb. It's like, well, I mean, you know, it wasn't my intent to really make my child feel no kind of way, but that's not true. It really was, because the word tells us that tongue, that little member, does so much. It's so powerful. Yeah. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so often when it comes to things regarding the honoring of our mother and father, when we as parents are instilling these things in our children, we have done so much damage with this tongue that cannot be erased. It is not being ignored. Our children are holding on to it. And you can even hear in children and see in their behavior, especially in those hostile, volatile relationships. When you see a 3-year-old get in a father's face with their finger on you know, one hand up and one hand on their hip, and they telling him what he can and cannot do and how he can and cannot act. This is a 3-year-old child talking to her father. And the mama saying, I wish you would say something.
But again, it's a learned behavior from the mother.
It is. Absolutely is. And so as parents, again, what we sow, we reap. So if we're saying to our daughter or our son, you'll have to honor your daddy, and Lord forbid he move on in life and he get with somebody else, don't you call her your mama, and you don't have to show her no respect because she ain't your mama. I'm your mama. All of this negativity that we're planting where we should be setting an example of love. Love, love, even in the situation where we're not getting what we want from a particular relationship, the word tells us that we have got to honor, and we've got to teach our children that they have got to honor. It saddens me when I see young adults and some older adults who are very at ease with not talking to a parent. Did you call your dad and tell him Happy Father's Day? No, that Ian ain't do nothing for me, so I don't need to talk to him. Oh, okay, but had he not laid down with your mother, would you be here? That's the question. So although something may have happened that caused some conflict in the relationship that you have with him, he's still your father. And he's still the vessel that God used to help bring you into the world. If nothing else, honor him for that part of you even coming into the world. Can you give him that much honor? Our world is so twisted. Our world is so twisted. And it's even hurtful, again, like I shared with you earlier. Both my biological parents are gone. They both passed away. And so I don't have the luxury of calling either one up and saying, hey, Mom, happy Mother's Day. Vertical, thank you. Thank you for calling. Click. Even if it was that short, at least I was able to extend to her the fact that I love you, I appreciate, and I honor you today. Like I honor you every day, but today I'm extending that to you because I honor you. I didn't have the opportunity to call my dad and him pick up the phone and I say, hey, handsome. And he said, hey, baby. I didn't have the opportunity today to honor him with that conversation. And so when I look at so many who don't even want that conversation, are content with not showing love to a mother or a father, we don't understand the detriment that we're doing to ourselves. And as parents who have children, and we're letting our children know, you ain't got to call them, we're doing detriment and harm to our children. And so fathers, if you're out there listening today and you didn't get that call, you didn't get a card, you didn't get a gift, you might be feeling some kind of way because nobody honored you, no one shared expressions of love with you. Come on, let's take a minute now and think about how you've interacted with your child or your children. What kind of father have you been there? Are you an active participant? Not that these are the prerequisites for you to be honored, because the word tells us we have to honor all. But because society is the way that it is, it appears that there has to be some type of exchange. If you want me to honor you, then you got to do some work. Otherwise, I don't have nothing to say. Now, wouldn't that be something? If God entreated us that way, my God. Mm-hmm. It's only when we did right. He said, I'm going to let Jesus die on the cross But he only died for all, only those who do right. What? But that's not what he did. Word says, so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, he did that for whosoever, part of the whosoever, whether we've done right all the time, whether we've been there all the time, whether we've been encouraged all the time, whether we've financially taken part in our children's lives all the time. Come on, we're a part of that whosoever will. That God loved us still and still loves us. My husband posted on Facebook this morning, G-O-D, God, greatest of dads. I thought that was really cute. It caught me. It caught my attention. Because if we begin to model our love by the love that God gave towards us, then we wouldn't have an issue with honoring our mother and father. We wouldn't have an issue with honoring all people, loving the brotherhood, fearing God, and honoring the king. We wouldn't have a challenge with that if we first recognize that the greatest dad, Abba Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If we're able to honor him, then honoring others would not be a challenge.
Amen.
Today is really a day to reflect for mothers and fathers, those who are in parental positions, whether it's foster parents or step parents, whatever the case may be. Parents, as a parent, we want our children to honor us. But if we're going to get the honor from them, we've got to begin to nurture them, train them up in the way that they should go, feed them the word, discipline them, show them God love, so that they're able to show God love to others that they encounter. I know that the saying goes that hurt people hurt people. So a lot of times the honor is not happening because somebody's been injured. And generally didn't start yesterday. It's been going on from generation to generation to generation. As I said, I want to be a part of bringing a part about a solution, that families are whole, that we're honoring our fathers and our mothers, that our children are being taught to love God, to love their parents, to love themselves, and to live a life where they're fulfilling God's purpose in all things. So we thank you all. Thank you, Prophetess Nina, for joining us, and our other callers and those who are on the line. We thank you again for joining us again this week for another empowerment teaching. We pray that this message will resonate in your spirit, that you'll think on it and allow it to marinate and maybe even cause some change in what you're doing to honor your father and mother. As always, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Until next week, we say God bless you. We love you. We will have prayer at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Send your prayer request in, and we will intercede on your behalf. Again, God bless you. We love you. Be empowered.